To be clear, I'm a 40-year-old white dude living in Boston with my wife and a little dog. I've got a good job, great condo, and I own a bike, a car, and a computer. I say all this to give you context. I've got problems, but overall my life is good, and I'm not struggling to survive. I have white privilege, I think. Well, sometimes. I mean, I am Chilean by descent. I love being Chilean, but most people would never think that I'm Latino or that I love mayonnaise. I have many bad habits. I have a real big ego. I love people. I'm not perfect. Okay, enough context. Welcome. This is my new podcast, GFS.WTF. It's a show about me. Okay, it's a personal blog podcast thingy, but I hope it will become something more. I don't know what more it will be, but together, yeah, I'm talking about you, we will figure it out. On today's show, domain addict, interloper, what the future holds. I'm going to talk your ear off, I'm going to bore and entertain, but if you're listening, thanks for that. I've got a problem. I like to buy domain names. I always think I can use them to start a new project, but mostly they just sit around and gather dust. Once I sold a domain. It was one that I was using for personal use. I didn't want to part with it, but I was offered a lot of money, so how could I say no to that? To be honest, I think I should have said no. I don't think that it was a good idea. Making a lot of money on one domain makes me think I'm smart enough to make money off others, which is part of the way I rationalize the purchase of all sorts of domains. I always think I can make money on domains, but I don't know how exactly. The closest I got to it was a domain I owned called hipster.country. I have a lot of traffic there, or so I think I do. Tumblr says I have 44,000 followers, but I don't know what that means. I look at my Google Analytics and it's all tumbleweeds and stuff. I don't understand. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. So I tried to add some links for Amazon to try and make some of that sweet associate money, but I didn't do it right, or I made something, I don't know, something wrong again. Or maybe no one saw the links, or maybe the stuff I was putting there was not what people really wanted to buy. I don't really know. I still feed the site every now and again, but since I have no idea if it's working, if people are actually seeing any of the posts, it leaves me wondering what the deal is. So I'm going to make the segment a regular monthly thing. I will share with you domains that are coming up for renewal and try to defend why I should keep them and maybe why I should let them go. It's like a stock ticker of ideas and domains I bought. Here are the initial batch. Conference.bingo, keeping with reservations. I think that making conference web app games bingo is a great idea, but I don't have the chops to do it myself, and the person I thought I was going to do this with is sort of not really into it as much as I hoped he was. That's okay. So, thinking about it still. Fatguys.run, I'm going to drop it. Drop it like it's hot. I wanted a personal blog where I could share a story of being fat and running, which is a different experience than not being fat and running. Everyone says workout to get healthier, but then there aren't a lot of great workouts and biking or running gear for fat people. Oh well, I want a running blog, but I think I can be fat and run without calling out my fatness in the URL. Ready to run. Keep. I really want this to be my run blog. First, I need to start working on content. If I don't have it down by next year, well, I guess I'm not a runner or a blogger, or a run blogger for that matter. Camp.run, put it in the bonfire. I really like this idea, but I don't know what I would do with it. I don't have a group of people who would care about a run camp or camp.run. I haven't really thought that one out. This segment is called Interloper. This is also a segment I think I'll probably do more than once. Here's another ongoing segment. I'm always spending time in places where I feel like I'm an interloper, even in groups where I'm a founder or a major part of. It's not that I'm a poser, just I don't feel like I belong. I want to belong, I want to be friends with people, but in reality, how many people do I know in my group that I would feel comfortable burdening with my problems or showing up at their place or having them show up at my place to hang out? This podcast is an outcome from one of my most recent interloping experiences. A week ago, I found this building in Alston, which was the podcast garage. I just flipped out. It was super exciting. I have always wanted a place to work and commune with other people who like to record themselves and their stories. I've been into podcasting for a long time. I used to be part of a unconference pod camp, but that was only once in a while and it has faded away. So today I joined the podcast garage to sit down and write a script for today's show. Yes, if you can believe it, I wrote these words. It's not just me riffing. It's planned riffing. Isn't that exciting? Final segment, the future. Have you ever felt that you saw something come but got no credit for seeing it? Like, you realize that the real estate crash of 2008 was coming, but, you know, you're not going to get any credit for it, or you didn't do anything with that because you have nothing you could do with that, and you couldn't warn anybody, but, you know, you saw it. I felt this way, so I'm going to end my episode with a prediction. I think I'll try to do this weekly as well. Don't know. Don't really know what the show's going to do, but here it is. Here's my prediction. GIS is going away in 5 years. Online maps will still be a thing. Spatial analysis will be a part of computer science or just database function or data science. But there are some real issues with the GIS industry. One, GIS itself is like, it's not really an industry so much as it is one company. And that's really not a lot of competition within that framework, like what GIS, what is a geographic information system, and why are there only really, you know, one big company and then a few tools or people who actually use this? It's a small group. The tools that people use to get their jobs done, I mean, GIS infrastructure and stuff is great if you're a generalist, but for the most part, a lot of those functionality and stuff that are in GIS, they're showing up in other places that are less general, and they're just being used as part of another tool set. And so you see it in data science, you see it in other custom apps. The other issues include the fact that the tools in general are including spatial information as first-class citizens, like databases, even big data databases or information stores or whatever you want to call them, data lakes. Spatial is a first-class citizen, so why would you need another tool to do spatial, per se? So I see the demise of GIS, but data science and, sorry, not data science, apologize, geoscience is a real thing, like, and it's an important thing. Understanding location and continuing to figure out datums and things like that, that's going to happen. And so, you know, that's still important. But in general, the thing that's spreading right now are libraries, not really the system itself. And finally, my biggest reason I think GIS is going to go away is that the pay in the GIS field is kind of weak. And in the future, I think what we had is GIS people in offices, like, you know, local offices for municipalities. That's going to end up being more like a developer and the data scientists, and those data scientists and developers are going to be able to do the spatial stuff that the GIS person did, but they won't be tied to any specific GIS system. They're just going to try to solve problems and answers that way. So that's my prediction. So that's it. That's episode one of GFS.WTF. Thanks for listening. I recorded this using the Anchor.fm toolset and my phone. So I think the audio is going to be a little off this first time, but we'll try to make it better moving forward. I want to thank the folks over at the Podcast Garage for giving me a place to sit down and work. And I'd also like to thank you, the listener. Hang in there.